So you had a chance to kind of hear from some of the members of the faculty. Kind of what's your takeaway on what needs to be done, I guess, to improve relationships and some of the tension that currently exists?
We just need more communications and more visits. Of course, I'm always happy and have regularly scheduled meetings with the Synod's Conference, but unless invited, I don't get down to the Synod Executive Committee or the full Synod except maybe once a year. And so we need, as they said in the movie, you know, what we have here is a problem of communications. Do you remember that movie? Yeah. So we have a problem of communications.
Did the report, I'm sorry.
No, that's it.
Did the report at all reveal any sort of, as they kind of said, lapses in your own leadership, in your own judgment?
I think I handled, and the board says the same thing, and so did the committee report. I did exactly what I was supposed to be doing at lightning speed. So that doesn't mean I'm not responsible. I'm responsible for everything sooner or later. I have a problem, serious problem, and we have them on a regular basis. They end up on my desk, and it's my responsibility to do it and to deal with it.
You're going to be hiring another chief of staff?
Not for a while. But I think eventually I'll have to have someone playing that kind of a role.
When can we expect a response to the enrollment management reports and letters?
Well, as you heard here, I mean, we're going to take a little bit of time. The board chair and I promised to have at least one more meeting with the Synod's Conference before we respond, and maybe two more. So we'll be ready when we're ready. We have their list of concerns and questions. I think about, maybe 25% or 21 recommendations. So they have an issue on each of the 21. Some of these things, about five or six of them, have actually already been implemented. We moved up the date for our tuition decision, for example. We've increased financial aid. Doing a so-called Big Bang letter where we bundle our finance. So a lot of these things have already been done. We've increased funding for a diversity scholarship. That's already been done. We certainly have no objections whatsoever to doing a strategic plan or a strategic diversity plan. Those things can easily be taken off the table. And because I think the whole issue of, the so-called branding issue, I guess, has not been properly understood, perhaps by people on both sides. The chair and I have talked and have conveyed to the Senate's conference that issue will be taken off the table for now. We'll just move ahead. But without doing anything there, we'll refer that probably to the Council of Provosts to wrestle with that and report back in due course. And that's about four or five recommendations. So you can see there's outstanding recommendations. Maybe half have already been resolved, and maybe half still have to be resolved. And that's and I feel pretty good that we'll be able to resolve these things, get a little time.
So you're saying the branding issue will be taken off the
table? Taken off the table. It had to be studied in any event, that's all. The report never recommended any changes in branding. They've talked about leveraging the University of Illinois brand to the benefit of the campuses, but because there's just so much concern about what that meant, we're just going to take it off the table as we move forward.
Is there a chance we could see it back on the table?
Well, I'm going to refer it to the Council of Provosts and so the Vice President for Academic Affairs and his counterparts on the campus will decide what we're going to do with that.
Just yes? Awesome question. So you said that you did want to come back to some additional meetings, but Nick Berbula said that it sounded like he wasn't in favor of that. And how do you respond?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not. I'm not going to respond to it. Matthew was kind enough to extend me an invitation two or three times during the course of the term here. It asked if I could come over. I'd asked Matthew if I could come and talk about enrollment management with this group. I think he just ran out of time and a busy schedule and I never got over. I did get to the other campuses. I've had about 16, 18 different meetings on this subject since last March or April. And don't forget the external reviewers who came in. They spent a lot of time with the provost, with members of the boards, and with everybody in enrollment management doing interviews prior to. So this whole process has been one long 15-month consultation. And it's clear to me that's not enough. So we're going to do at least two more meetings with the Senate's conference, if not more, and we're going to find a way to move forward.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. See you.